بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. This hadith of Abu Dharr رضي الله تعالى عنه, which is a very famous hadith, a well-known hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave three advices. The first one was ittaqillah haythu ma kunt, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. So to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this the goal of your life. Wherever you are, in whichever situation you are, in whichever time you are, staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be your number one priority. Not only in the month of Ramadan, like it was mentioned many, many times, and we have heard in the month of Ramadan over and over again, that the purpose and the objective of fasting, as mentioned in the Quran, is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we acquire the quality of taqwa. What does it mean? So that we take away and remove the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our life. We have this awareness and this consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Does he not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching? We have this consciousness that one day I will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for my deeds. So when we have this mindset and we make it the goal that whatever happens in my life, wherever I am going to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is in reality the biggest worship. And that's also mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the first advice. The second advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ, that whenever you slip up, so your primary objective is to stay away from every type of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you might make a mistake, you'll slip up, shaitan will make you slip, you will succumb to the desires of your nafs, and that's possible, you are human, that's going to happen. When that happens, and then one of the easy ways to remove the negative effects of the sin that you have committed is to follow up that evil deed with a good deed. Follow up the evil deed with a good deed, tamhuha, it will remove and wipe away the negative effects of that evil deed. So whenever a sin is committed, and of course we turn to Allah, we repent, but alongside that we should also carry out something good. So for example, if we misused our eyes, we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have been given these eyes by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an amana, it's a trust which Allah has given us. We have repented to Allah after committing this sin. And then the next thing that we should do is perhaps pick up the Quran and use these eyes for something good. So recite the Quran. Look inside, use these eyes for what it was supposed to be used for. The negative effects of that will be overcome by the positive effects of this. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And the third advice that he gave was that be show good character to people. Be good with people. Come across with good akhlaq, good character, good conduct. The akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we find in the hadith, in the shama'il of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should learn about these akhlaq, these sunan, these etiquettes, and then apply them in our lives. And there are many other things that we should know about with Ramadan coming to the end. One of the things which we hear many, many times is that we need consistency in our amal. أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. So in the month of Ramadan, the environment is there, the days are blessed, everyone is fasting, everyone is praying salah, everyone is reciting the Quran. We are doing a lot. After the month of Ramadan, we should try and continue. But when we make our timetable, sometimes what happens is, because we are in the moment in the month of Ramadan, that's why after Ramadan we make a timetable which is unrealistic. So we will say that we are going to pray one para of the Quran, we are going to do this, we are going to do this, we are going to do this, when in our entire life outside of Ramadan we have never done it. So when we are making a timetable for ourselves after the month of Ramadan, it should be a timetable which we can realistically achieve and easily do. Something which we can realistically and easily do. Make it small enough that we can do it, and we can do it consistently. Because consistency is the key, the most beloved a'mal. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those which are done with consistency. And also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of every amal in our sharia, we see from the salaf that they used to make istighfar. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he used to send letters to all of his governors at the end of Ramadan. And he would say to them that tell the people to make istighfar. Tell the people to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the shortcomings of this Ramadan. The shortcomings in the siyam, the shortcomings in the tilawat of the Quran, the shortcomings in the qiyam. Our a'mal are not going to enter us into Jannah. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that wa'alamu lan yudkhila ahadakum 'amaluhu al-jannah. That no one's actions are going to enter him into Jannah. Why? Because the actions, the a'mal that we present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not good enough. They are not good enough. They are not worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His majesty and His greatness. However, what we can do is that we can make istighfar and we can talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our du'as and say to Allah that, Ya Allah, You are Kareem. You are the most generous. You are akramul akrameen. That we are nothing, our a'mal are nothing, but Your mercy is great. Your mercy is great, so accept these humble deeds of ours and also forgive us for any shortcomings that were there in these a'mal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the true understanding. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana.